The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Stephen A. Smith are fighting right now for leadership in the Democrat Party, and obviously AOC wants to be president, we know that already, but as I'll show you in this video, Stephen A. literally says he's going to run for president for the first time ever. So at this point, Republicans and many Democrats alike are believing that AOC is going to be the future of the Democrat Party, and a group of Republican senators were asked about this, and Senator Kennedy said one of the funniest things I think I've ever heard anyone say about Democrats. Here it is.
What do you think of the new leadership, Jasmine, AOC, and Bernie?
I consider Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez to be the leader of the Democratic Party. She's entitled to her opinion. I'm entitled to mine. As I've said about her before, I think she's the reason there are directions on a shampoo bottle. Our plan for dealing with her is called Operation Let Her Speak.
So Senator Kennedy is right. I'm not saying AOC couldn't be a formidable opponent to the GOP in terms of some of her ideas. She's very populist. I think that's very popular right now, for example. But similar to Kamala Harris, I think the more that you let AOC speak, the worse she gets and the more it turns some people off. Here's the most recent polling, by the way, for AOC for the Democrat primary in the 2028 election, because this is fascinating. We already have data out from this, and a lot of these people obviously are going to run. Some of them won't, but I think it's interesting to look. Regardless, what you can see right here, and if you're just listening, I'll read it out to you. The person ahead right now is Kamala Harris, which is insane. But right behind her is Buttigieg, and then Newsom and Ocasio-Cortez are both tied at 7%. Harris is at 31%, a commanding lead. However, add Bernie Sanders' support onto AOC, and she's in second place. And the reason why I say add Bernie Sanders on is because Bernie Sanders is the same kind of politician, that same populist energy as AOC, and they've basically already campaigned together. I mean, they were in Arizona, like I think 3 weeks ago, and had fantastic turnout. So I don't think it would, and Sanders is too old to run, honestly, and I don't think he will. But Sanders is looking at this, and I think he's thinking, I can pass on my legacy. And he is an ideologue, so he wants his ideas to go forward. And if he's looking around and thinking, who am I going to actually pass my legacy on to? I think AOC makes the most sense for him. That puts her at 14%, which again is above Buttigieg. And again, so that's the second place. But the first place person, Kamala Harris, is someone who notoriously cannot primary. She cannot. She is so bad at primary elections. She had to coup her own boss so she didn't have to face one. So I think AOC being the top dog is not unrealistic. And this is where Stephen A. Smith comes into picture. So Stephen A. Smith was talking on a show this week and kind of threw some shade on AOC amidst some rumors that he is going to actually want to run in 2028. So here is what that sounded like.
See, when I think about the Republicans, I think the Republicans are asking us, particularly Trump, trust me. And by the way, he's in a position to do it because he won the popular vote. He won the Electoral College vote. He won every swing state. He won both houses of Congress. He's got a majority 6-3 in the Supreme Court. I mean, damn. Americans didn't just give it to him. He took it because he recognized what the left wasn't doing. They were preoccupied with nonsense. You want to ask why Stephen A. Smith felt the need to speak up at the NAB conference? Let me ask y'all this question. We supposed to leave it to Bernie Sanders and AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? We supposed to leave it with individuals that will tell you that it's perfectly okay to tax 70% of your money? Not that they gave out that number. I'm just speculating because of how socialistic they are in their thinking. We supposed to say that's okay? Y'all okay with that? You okay with going to work and making $100 and walking home with 30? You sure about that? Are you cool with it? Just tell me.
So this is really interesting. You now have AOC, which represents kind of the populist side, the I hate billionaire wing of the Democrat Party. And then you have Stephen A. Smith on the other side, who is a multimillionaire, like hundreds of millions of dollars, and would likely get an endorsement from other people on the list that I just showed you of the polling, like Mark Cuban and other wealthy Democrats and celebrities, people that have a lot of pull. So you can call them establishment if you want. I don't know if that's a perfect dichotomy there, but it's interesting. Nonetheless, you have a populist in AOC versus Stephen A. Smith. And I think that's an interesting dichotomy. I'm inclined to believe in a head-to-head matchup that AOC wins this, because I think populism right now in America is really powerful. I think people want to see the system burn for good or for bad. I'm not really making a judgment on it. I'm just saying I think that's how people feel right now. I think populism is very popular, and I don't think that Stephen A. Smith has that populist appeal to him. Did you know that you could be missing out on thousands of dollars this year? This year, 88% of filers for taxes are going to actually get a return of at least $3,000 back, but a lot of people are not filing thinking they're going to lose money, and they're actually leaving money on the table. And that's why I've partnered with QuickTax America. QuickTax America has already gotten its average tax return of over $4,000 back from the IRS just this year. And unlike the other services, just because there's only a week left for you to file, they're not raising rates. All federal returns with them are only $69. It's a completely transparent upfront price because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. QuickTax America, it runs dozens of simulations on your taxes to make sure they get you the biggest and most beautiful return possible. And all you got to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They do all the rest of the work for you. So you have 6 days left until, or if you're watching it later, you might have less, until your taxes are due. Don't get fined from the IRS. Don't lose that massive return that you could get. Go check them out right now at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. Stephen A. Smith is running for president, guys. Watch him literally say as much.
By the way, this week, this Sunday, I'm scheduled to speak to be on This Week with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. And practically every other network is called. They're apparently taking it very seriously. So I have no choice but to do so.
There you go. I think he runs. I think he runs for sure for two reasons. Here are the reasons. When you start getting included in polling, that, like, you've seen Stephen A. he's been put in polling for 2028. When you see yourself get put in the polling for 2028, that shows, and it might just show like 1 or 2 percentage points supporting you. But when you see that, I think you look at that and you think, well, why not? Like, why not go for it? Trump did it. You can remember Trump did it. And I don't think Stephen A. Smith is a Trump, but I do think that Stephen A. Smith thinks that Stephen A. Smith is a Trump. Someone like him gets in his head that he could potentially make a run for the presidency. I think he's up for it. I think he wants to shake the party up a bit, the Democrat Party, that is. And I don't think that leaves his mind very easily, especially if you're someone who's been on TV your whole life. However, if he were to be the Democrat nominee, and I don't think he would, but let's just play it out for a second, I think he loses big time to the Republican. And I'll tell you why. He is not socially conservative enough. Fiscally and economically, he is. I think he would actually agree with a lot of Republicans on things. But socially, he's actually quite far off from what Americans want. And as evidence, I present to you a video of him talking about how he does not support the deportations that was from his show just this week.
Immigration, I tell you this right now. See, crazy as it sounds. Outside of the criminals, because we don't need lawless. First of all, lawless Americans should be in jail, and lawless people who ain't Americans should be out of the country. Outside of them, guess what I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen? I'm not throwing anybody out of the country. I'm not deporting anybody. You know what I'm doing? Outside of those criminals, I'm leaving others alone. But the border shut down. Nobody comes in. Nobody. Until we get our house in order. For at least the first year. shutting it down. Got a year, got to get our house in order. That's how I look at it.
By the way, about 62% of Americans support the deportations. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. I think the backlash against immigration is baked into American politics right now. And I think policies like these are not going to go over well with Americans, what he's saying right there in that clip. And I would say, I would put a J.D. Vance or a Ron DeSantis up against Stephen A. Smith any day, and I think they'd be in a fantastic position to win, even though Stephen A. Smith is a celebrity and he's likable in many ways. I think somehow if Smith won the nomination for the Democrats, I think he would lose big time to the Republican. If you enjoy reading and you've been looking for a good book to read, I want to announce that my book is now on Amazon. I talk about how the left is literally a cult, like quite literally. I show the receipts, talk about some crazy stories. I know you'll enjoy reading it, so go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.